巴拿瑞典纯净香氛2024年带着六种全新香氛精油跟扩香仪回来了，
100%可生物降解，减少对自然环境的负担，安全安心无酒精纯净配方，无经动物试验且纯素，所有原料欧盟生产采购，
使用实木扩香仪，将精油加入扩香仪玻璃瓶身中，打开电源，简单享受高品质香气，营造专属空间香氛体验。
巴拿母亲节教徒专属优惠，任选香氛精油加上扩香仪新品限定组合，一般款原价是3860，现在只要3290，灯泡款原价是4160，现在只要3590。5月31号前，官网下单输入全小写的 I believe， 立享全站88折最低优惠，优惠商品可以折上加折哦，不过加购品除外哦。
Welcome to the KK Show. This is Ken.
我是凯莉。
废话，不然你卡那么久。
我刚说我是凯莉，我是凯莉
吧。
非常高兴邀请到我们在 LA 第一个回复我们说愿意参加我们节目、
对
跟我们录音的人。
对对对对对对，
第一个哎、欸，
第一个，而且是超棒的 comedian。
对
，Jason Cheney。
Yeah，Thanks everybody.
其实现在只有五个人而已。
对，我们现在五个人。Everybody looks really happy in LA.That's all I would say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. Which, you really think so? Everybody looks happy in LA?
I know.
I think it's all the actors that is like, I think everybody's really fucked up on the inside.
But we're tourists, so there are a lot of stuff in LA that will make people happy.
Can I tell you something about LA? You know how sometimes a lot, you'll see people, they all go like, oh, 因为like, they're like, oh, LA people are fake or whatever. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think about that a lot.因为 you know how like when you go to a workplace、mm-hmm. 去银行、uh-huh. 或者是卖汉堡的、uh-huh. 或者是卖欧阿米刷的、
mm-hmm. OK 这边
just naming
LA 有欧阿米刷吗
没有 but I'll be really happy if I could be like but OK you know like when you go to a workplace all your coworkers are there so you have to be professional、
yeah.
like at the workplace and I was thinking about why people think that LA is aplace where people are fake and I think it's because not that we want to be it's just that 你走到外面你每一个人可能都会认识你另外一个
persona
no, no like 另外一个 like coworker、
oh.
so you're always wanting to be in your best behavior、
oh.
do you know、
really?
what I mean?
But LA is so big.
But, yeah, I know, that's very true.
Yeah, I've never been to Taiwan. Taiwanese people know everybody. Like, know your parents.
You know your parents?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows each other's parents.
Yeah.
It's so small.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
but that's、Taipei. How I feel in LA, though. But maybe、
What?
Because, especially...
So everybody knows everybody?
I really think so.
At least like 2 to 3 degrees.
Exactly, right? 2 to 3 degrees. And I think that's why... And it's a workplace. Because、mm-hmm. entertainment is the biggest、industry in LA. And I feel like that's why. Because if you do something crazy, then they will... You know what I mean? The word travels so fast.
Makeup artist saw it and just like
tell yeah exactly tell a friend but maybe it's that's why people try to be on the best behavior even though when you go to Oami Suan 上班然后回家的话 you're like you know and you're with your private friends and、mm-hmm. it's easier to just be yourself、you know and then you、
I、
go、
see.
to do you know, maybe does that、
yeah.
make sense
yeah
I don't know
yeah
那你怎么办你会不会觉得说你永远都要 put on your best behavior很累你可以 be your true
self yeah but I think that's a really good question you guys are professionals
why because you brought it up I just want to ask you
your bar is so low your
podcast
bar
is so low
oh my god
and you started like 7 podcasts
I have no bars yeah I started 7 podcasts、but I think after a while you find the people that you really like and yeah, it's a working relationship, but it's also like a personal relationship. And、mm-hmm. then you get to be yourself 100%.、Mm-hmm. But you could also, like if you do the profession enough, you could differentiate from work to personal and you still could build a good relationship in both worlds. And I think that's really nice. And it took me a really long time to find those friends. But when you find them, it feels really good.
Are you originally from LA?
No, I was in San Diego. When I first immigrated, I was in San Diego、oh. when I was 14 and then、moved around and then in LA like 6-7 years ago.、Mm-hmm. 你们也是在 yeah.
没有我之前是在加拿大那边、
yeah.
But I moved around in Canada too.、Mm. I was in Victoria, like 小岛在 Vancouver 旁边的岛。
Everybody knows everyone, literally.
It's a really small island, right? 然后我去多伦多, I went to Toronto for college.
I'm sorry, man. I don't, I know you guys probably said that answer like 50,000 times.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it must be annoying.
And then I graduated from college. I moved to Vancouver for work.
Oh, okay.
我在那边工作差不多一年半、两年左右，我就搬回台湾了。
I just want to say something, man.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I rarely get to 跟 Taiwan 的 people work together, so it's really cool. Yeah, to
嘟嘟妹没有跟你录音呢。
I know that was the first. That was the first thing, but. But Dudu Man, and then when I even met Brian, it was cool.
Brian Zen.
Yeah, it was cool. And because there isn't really a lot of Taiwanese besides Atsuko and Shang in my, because I'm a pretty simple guy. My passion is just, I do stand up and then I go home with my baby and that's it. There isn't a
lot
of Taiwanese.
You don't need to do like hang out and then socializing and get the spot at the comedian.
Oh yeah, I try to do. I do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do that, and I'm getting better with it because before I really hate it, but now, because if you were in a space for a while,
you don't need to fight for the spot anymore.
No, you still do.
Okay, I'm just.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what level people are like really hungry because I feel like. I think in LA or New York, everywhere in the world, it's hard to get to anywhere to the top.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like LA, New York is
yeah, it's really competitive.
It's really competitive. Right? So it doesn't matter what level. There's like ego. Mm-hmm. You know, like everywhere else in the world. Yeah, but I'm just saying that it's cool to have Taiwan. There's a couple chances. Like there's a LA Weekly Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked with a couple of them, Charlene.
跟他们去吃泰国菜.
Thai food.
Yeah, that was like one of the first Taiwan thing too that I get to do. So it's cool. Yeah, so this is... you know, when you meet like a Taiwanese person, it's rare. It's rare to work. And you know, in stand-up comedy, 你大部分的都是跟... You know, Americans. Yeah, mostly.
Because Taiwan来说, stand-up comedy is still pretty new. 那大家还在认识这个... form of entertainment. 这样台湾就可能这五六年才变得比较 popular, right?
Yeah, 这五六年.
所以, I think people still are just, you know, new to this.
Yeah.
因为在台湾的comedian, 我们比较就几个比较常上新闻比较红的, 很常被骂, 然后大家就会说, yeah, look at, you know,
what?
Like, those Shane, look at like Jason, they're so much better than you guys.
Who says that?
Oh yeah, everyone on the
internet. People online. But people I think online. The thing is that 因为就是太新了, 所以大家 is not used to this kind of jokes. 因为有一些人就是会冒犯别人,
really
right?
sensitive, yeah. Yeah. But it's here too though. People get sensitive here too. I think people get sensitive everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
People get sensitive everywhere. But I think that is the beauty though. Like I was going to say, that was a good transition of me. I did a good transition.
Good job.
No, but... 自夸,
we do that all the time. So.
Okay. But I think that is the beautiful part of Taiwan, is that you get to like say an extreme thing. Do you know what I mean?
How extreme?
Yeah, yeah. How extreme
is that not true? Oh, is there? I don't know this because I don't know Taiwan enough.
我觉得文化有一点点小不一样。
对，因为台湾的extreme其实也可以走得蛮 extreme 的。
Yeah, which is really nice, no? Or... no.
我觉得, I think that's great. Yeah. People can say pretty extreme shit. 可是 Taiwan 的 reaction is also really extreme to extreme shit. You know?
Okay.
所以可能就是会整天上新闻, 然后会很多人整天就是骂,
骂来骂去,
骂来骂去,
yeah.
Even okay. though it is like something said on the stage.
Okay,
but people will take it out of context and I'll just say,
yeah.
Okay, but that is, but the thing with the extreme is only verbally, just this is 讲话 extreme.
对,这边没有 physical violence, 不会有人上台打脸.
Exactly, 没有人上台打脸, 或者是那个,
get tackled,
yeah, they should, exactly, or 那个拿枪射人, do you know what I mean?
No.
Like when the view is different, so
that's true,
I feel
that's
like
true.
That's I know this is really like I don't know, cheesy to say maybe, but that's part of so beautiful. I try to recognize that. Not that I'm a, but because sometimes when people have a opinion against mine, always mm-hmm. you know, oh, you're wrong. But I check myself. Go, but this is really nice that we get to have two extremes. 因为我听说泰国你不可以讲
有一些东西会限制嘛，
king.
对对对。
Yeah, 但是 China is the same. Like you can't say like
talk about their king.
Yeah, so That's very good. that's very good. So I think that is nice, though. No, you don't.
That is
you know
true.
What I mean?
I think,
So Taiwan still have like freedom of speech. I think that's like the most valuable part and precious part about Taiwan right now.
Yeah, we gotta remember that.
Yeah, we gotta keep it going. But you 刚刚有说到 you moved to the States when you were 14, right?
Yeah, 14.
No, but I also heard it somewhere saying that when you were in fifth grade, that's back in Taiwan, I suppose, right?
Yeah, fifth grade.
你有一个同学是在 fifth grade 被留级四年。Is that true?
Oh, how'd you, wait, like that bullied me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We did our homework,
man. Yeah, we want to know like, which school you went.
Which is not her. She didn't.
Yeah,
she didn't research. Who is the research guy that got that? That's
research,
crazy.
Man.
Yes.
That might be a, 我可能夸大的四年,可能两年。
我想说,干,怎么可能五年级被留级四年?
No, four is crazy. I think it would be 两年。哇, that was a super deep cut. But 两年的,但是他, he is the biggest...guy, and I was like so sad. 因为我那时候在小学，然后他我有另外一个朋友，然后他我跟他很 close. 然后 I'm a pretty goofy guy, you know. And 有一天那个 bully 他来，然后我朋友讲了一个什么，然后那个 bully 就说你说什么？然后他说没有啊。然后他说你有没有讲？我说我没有讲啊。然后他说你是不是骂我妈妈什么的？然后我说我没有。然后他就看着我朋友，然后捏他的脸，用的 but he's like the biggest.
He's so big.
He's so big. But two hands 捏他的脸。
Oh,
然后 he turned my friend into a seal. I never heard a human being go like this. Ooh. And then he was on the ground. And then I was so scared because as a fifth grade, and he was a really big guy. And then 我记得他叫我去他家。Now, I felt really bad to say this. I was his best bitch. Anyway, he was like, 小弟, and I was like his best. I just say yes to everything. Do you know what I mean? He's like,
所以他在走路，你要拉着他的口袋吗？
I don't think I would have done it. 我如果他问我他叫我弄我会弄。
我跟大家解释一下，在美国的监狱，如果有人是那个人的 bitch 的话，那个人在走路，他就会把口袋拉出来，那个 bitch 就要拉着他的，
哦，
他口袋走在后面。
不是那个意思，
不是
oh, oh, see,
是、
okay.
是真的。
哦、oh, ，I see，
就口袋
就是很丢脸的，跟着他
这样拿出来。
Yeah.
Oh,
然后那个后面的人这样抓着这样子走。
OK。
Well, that's a crazy deep cut too. But
I watched Oz when I was growing up.
Which one?
Oz.
Oh, Oz. I don't know.
There's a show on HBO a long time ago. Oh. 然后就是 talk about shit happening in prison.
In prison? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like you're somebody's bitch. But 我记得他叫我写那个用那个叫什么。黑色的磨磨磨酱，然后擦那个叫什么毛笔
磨等一下，你说那个墨水是酱，是一个酱
，It's a sauce,
it's a, sauce a black
really
sauce,、
cute.
Yeah, yeah, it's soy sauce, it's soy sauce, so stupid,
that's cute,
我讲不出来那个字，
那你用毛笔帮他写什么？
他叫我帮他写毛笔。功课
哦、oh, then you're good.
No, I'm terrible. So so you 你知道，大家如果你功课不好会被打，我都是倒数一二三名的，每一次，但是没有人要帮，所以我帮他写，但是我自己的都没有写，我帮他写，然后还是写的不好。Yeah, but I remember that. That's
所以你在台湾的时候就成你就没有那么喜欢读书，是不是？
Yeah, I never liked it. 我不喜欢。
这是为什么你爸妈后来把你带来
送到军校 ？Yeah,
送到军校
，Yeah,
yeah, 在美国吗？
在美国 ，Yeah. So I was really grateful that I get to 弄军校，因为我那时候朋友他说哦我要去军校，然后我说哦那我 I because he was my best friend， 然后我说哦那我也要，然后我爸妈就送我去 ，and it was the best. I loved it.
Oh,
how old were you when you went?
14.
14, yeah, yeah. Just
14. 所以你直接搬来就直接去军校。
Yeah, 直接去军校。
军校有 ESL 吗？还是你不需要 ESL？ 我不知道你的英文程度那时候是怎么样。
They have ESL, and I took the class in ESL, but it was fine. There was like Taiwanese people there. You know what the best one is?
Taiwanese.
Yeah, there was like 好像有十五个
more than
Korean
comedian, right? Be comedian, Taiwanese comedian 还多.
Oh yeah, that's really true. There's more than comedians. Yeah, but anyways,
你们那个学校怎么会有那么多台湾人？
It's international, so 15个, 然后有也很多 Korean. Now 我们弄 it was the best, 因为 there was like a lot of bullying there too, but it was just guys. It was the best. I don't know. Woman, okay, this is like,
it sounds a little,
it's gay.
Yeah, but it,
I'm gay.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
It's fine.
I'm gay. So I want to finish the whole story and then judge.
It's okay to judge immediately. That's fun too. Yeah.
So you, that time, went to the military school. I'm curious. In the American military school, is graduate after you can join the military?
Oh, like a lot of people, they would join the military, and then more than they're not private, they'll be like or corporal or like 如果你去另外一个, 像, if they go to like a West Point on scholarship or something, 他们就当,
军官,
yeah, 军官, yeah, like up there. But 很多人也没有去，就很多人就直接去读正常的学校了，或者是
so you're not obligated
college.
To
you're not
serve.
Obligated,
oh, okay.
But there is perks, 因为你已经 Yeah, it's JROTC is what they call it. ROTC is like the actual military, and what does make a military school in America is junior ROTC. Oh. Yeah, that's what I don't, people don't care. I don't know why.
不会，我觉得很酷。 可是你在那个 里面 military school 的时候, 他们会教你 any, 就是 military 的一些知识吗? 还是就正常 正常的 math?
Oh no, you have to like remember a bunch of stuff, like and we do all the things that they do except the war part.
What?
Yeah, except there's no war. Yeah, but it's mostly discipline, though. It's not like, you know, anything crazy. But it was all boys, so it was the gayest, funnest time.
So PDD那时候有去找你们玩吗?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. That's very good. That's very... Damn, you guys are so up to date with the thing. Yeah, it was... Yeah. It was a quick visit. It was an after school program.
我们前几天，其实我们这次会来LA最主要的原因是 我们要去看那个
Andrew Schultz
的
Oh wow,
it was really really good.
He's one of the best to ever do it.
我看了现场 I was so blown away. 我觉得新的 generation 他真的蛮前面的。
Oh yeah, 100%.
He's so sharp,
so good.
Yeah,
and every city he goes to, he would have a thing for that city.
Yeah.
And it's so quick. I think about how he does it, like every city, and it's so precise.
Yes.
非常的 precise.
就是当地人一听就说，哦，你有做功课。
Yeah. And 不是,
you know about our city.
Yes. And 不是非常的浮浅的。
对对，不是浮浅。
It's a little deeper. Yeah. So it's really cool.
对，我们在听的时候就觉得，哇，他真的好厉害。然后现场的跟他的互动，非常的好，好厉害哦。喂，你们来。
主要是看show
一开始我想说我怀孕了 I probably need a vacation in between 所以我就自己来你是骗自己吗原本是这样就是去年年底的时候吧 我就想说 OK I'm gonna go see Andrew Schultz 因为我大概两年会回来 然后来看这些shows 然后我就问他说 hey, you wanna come 他就说 sure 然后后来有sponsor 我们就带大家一起来 然后我们就想说
OK
那我们就是 make it work 所以我们就必须要
要找人来录音 这样比较划算
otherwise we feel like we're waste some money and time so when you responded to us yes we got our first one so we're so happy
do you find it hard 现在就是工作跟 private 因为
oh no 很 hard yeah 就是很难 make a distinction
yeah,
分不开啊 it's impossible
okay let's I'm really curious about this now and you could really tell, 因为, you know, like Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, a bunch of people, 他们 do a podcast on their own, like by themselves, you know? 因为 comedians, I think, were pretty selfish, and also we want to, like, oh, me, you know? So to work with somebody, sometimes it could be a little harder. That's why we don't do improv, but it makes me, to have like a partner, how many years have you guys been doing the podcast?
7 years?
It's probably 7 years, but we've known each other for 10 years.
Okay, known each other for 10 and 7. 要一起工作7年, it takes a really special friendship. It's so nice.
It is really nice.
It's really nice to see. Yeah. How many podcasts is two person and then still keep it really authentic? And I'm sure there's like, you know, fights behind it, whatever the thing is, but I feel, yeah, it's really nice.
We actually don't fight.
That's the best.
We haven't fought.
Not
like,
really.
Well, we only have like arguments or different points of view, but we just talk it out and we want to listen to each other.
I feel like that's such an open-minded, that's very open-minded.
我觉得是因为我们两个做这个都是为了觉得很好玩才做的. We're not doing it for... You know, fame or money.
Why this is the number one podcast, man.
We do it for fun.
This is why this is the number one podcast.
你看我们来这边带那么多人住这种地方, 你觉得我们有在省钱吗? We do it for fun.
No, that's not true.
因为我们觉得不好玩, 我们就不想做, right?
Yeah.
我们觉得, oh, Andrew Show 超好玩, 我们来,
Everybody, that's called Andrew Show.
然后说要住哪里, 然后住哪里, 说, oh, 那个地区,
oh my God.
因为,
I love
you know,
it.
When we're looking for Airbnb, right? 我对 LA 不熟, 所以我就跟他说, 你用那个 Google Map, 然后开 Satellite, 因为你往下看那个地区, 你看那个房子附近, 他们的地是不是黄黄的, 黄黄的那区就是不好, 要绿绿的那区就是比较好,
有钱,
因为有钱, 他们可以浇水, right?
哦,那个草,
草, 看草是不是绿绿的, 不去收住, 因为我们就看说, 诶, 这区最绿, 这区很绿, 可以, 可以,
I love that, that's your gauge.
Yeah,
如果草没有人浇的话, 那区就不好,
but it's true though, right?
It's true.
It is so true. It's true everywhere. Well, maybe not in Arizona, but it's true here.
Dude, that is hilarious. Dude, that is so nice. I think that's such an important point too, like for creators or like any artist or even like the people working in any space, that sometimes you forget why you started to do your passion. The only reason why we do our passion is really to, because we want to have the best time.
Yeah.
But so many like work things will sometimes muddle. Young women just, oh man, like maybe do, you know, do it for the reason for, you know, either other people or do what's best for others. But really it's just you guys having the best time. Uh-huh. But this leads to my next question is that I think doing stand up every night, women suchi to get validation, you know, every night. You want other people's approval. That whole, I think, is because moved around a lot. And maybe some genetics.
或者是小时候爸爸就不在旁边拍拍手这样。
Yeah, my dad. No. That was literally my first thing. I want to save it for that. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I swear.
No way.
I always, as a joke, I always do that. It's because my father didn't love me.
And my mom told me she doesn't love me. That's why you enjoyed the military life.
Oh, that was the best. Yeah. But is there a thing, because you guys are doing your best, but also working hard. Is there like a thing that you're whole to fill or no? Have you guys talked about it on the pod already or no?
No, I don't think so. It's so deep. 有, but I think...
有, 我们有什么空虚感吗?
我觉得你有很多空虚感, but I don't know where it's coming from.
我靠吃来弥补我的空虚感。 No, I think I'm just really seriously doing this because it's fun.
That's the
podcast,
best.
Right?
对啊, like, I don't see myself doing anything else. Just that's 9 to 5 is not for me anymore. I've been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the best thing, man.
我觉得我好像也是好玩吧，就是好玩啊，好玩。 Yeah, 然后 people listen to it, and then 然后你 help your podcast help a lot of people go through a lot of hardship and stuff, and you're like, oh, you know, then it's meaningful.
The reason so why nice. We started the podcast was because we want to, you know, help Taiwanese people to
help
know more about international issues. Like, because our podcast originally started only talking about international news.
Oh,
so I would do it once a week, you know, do a
international
update.
News.
Yeah.
Oh,
and with
then,
our perspective, because we feel like during that time, 7-8 years ago, during Sunflower Movement, it was a student movement in Taiwan that happened. So everybody's so scared of China, but they don't know.
So scared.
Yeah,
we're really scared of China influence and they're going to take over us. And then young people are so scared, but they don't know.
Anything else about international issues.
They feel like, oh, Taiwan is like a 鬼岛, it's haunted because... Our neighbor is a big bully. Then 我们那时候就说, no, there are a lot of other countries in the world that suffering as well. So we just need to know where we are.
And and just give more different perspective, right? Just like, look at Taiwan from different lights and see who our allies are and what our values should be.
Yeah.
That's how we started. That's crazy. I think it's really fun because we want to make Taiwan a better place.
Yeah, that's so nice.
I know it sounds a little, because it's rare for
there is for sure amount of people that's like that, but I think it's really it's rare for people to execute a project in a way where it's just to have people see the different perspectives and to and because you guys both have like different like have like Western influence as well, so you do have the background to like show people. But do you find it sometimes it's hard because you know, Yoshi, sometimes you want to like tell your ideology to like other people, but sometimes when people are too in a bubble, they can't, they don't even know how to receive it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's for sure.
It happens all the time. It happens a lot, but I think that's why we encourage people to have dialogues.
Because I think
that's why we do podcasts. Like podcast is a long form conversation and you can really understand where they're coming from. Because if you're just doing a 5-minute, 10-minute short YouTube video,
it's too surfacey level.
I think it's too hard to really know what they're thinking.
You know what I was thinking about today? I was talking about this with my wife. I was thinking about America and Europe is like so different.
How many have you seen to make that conclusion? I've seen four titties individually.
That's crazy.
等一下，其实我们有一个问题要问你，那你先讲完你的titty。
OK，我的titty。OK，因为在Europe，大家说哦，titty很开放，他们不sexualize titties，对，他们就是。
Part of the body.
But there's still like a group of extreme people that's like, no, you should never show it everywhere, you know? 但是在这里，我觉得美国看titty is the weirdest to me. 因为如果在Europe，你有titty就有titty, nobody is like caring, right? 但是在美国，如果你show half of the titty, 人家说，哦，这样子你没有很，有点trashy, you know?
Like you know,
just for girls or for guys?
For women.
Guys. Jason, you're kind of trashy.
No, I love it. I love it. But I feel like some people would be like, oh, like, 看你去什么场合，如果你穿的太多奶奶在外面露出来的话, they're like, oh, that's a little trashy of a person. 但是如果你整个奶奶露出来，人家说, oh my god, 那个,
free the nipples.
Yeah，如果没有穿奶罩，然后只有穿T恤的话， oh, 人家some a group of people will say, "Oh, free the nipples, that's really cool." That's a group of guys is like, "Oh, that's uncomfortable. Your thing is like pointing it out, right?" But then, 如果你整个内内秀出来，人家说, "Oh my god, that is your group of people is like, oh, that's really nice. I like to see titties." 但是如果你有一个小孩吃你的奶的话， a group of people will be like, "Oh, that's disgusting." Oh yeah, that's a huge thing. 如果也在这里也有 women think that that's disgusting. So it's like, that's a whole thing. Like, 如果有人吸那个奶奶，他说, oh, that's gross. But I'm like, 如果没有baby在吸奶奶, that's okay. There's so many.
There's no standard.
There's no standard. And it's like really interesting to, at least in, you know.
So is it acceptable, socially acceptable to do breastfeeding in public here?
No, I don't think so.
But I feel like
a small group of people is like, oh, okay, that's okay. As you should do that. I think that movement is better than 5 or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But there's still a group of people, maybe the older generation.
Yeah, I'm curious, 他们是有布这样盖起来，还是没有布盖起来？有些人不要有布，因为他说，哦，this is normal.
But to me, it's like, I feel uncomfortable because I feel I, maybe because
you're
I'm a pervert.
You're stealing that baby's food by watching, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a pervert. So I'm like, this is nice. Why are people hating this? Because I'm a pervert. But I'm like, well, if you're a guy and then you're like, that's distracting, that's a weird thing. You know, but anyways, I don't know.
Oh,说到Tetty，那我们真的有问题要问你。就是我们其实很想要去LA的strip club, 你有没有推荐的?
Honestly, I don't go to a lot of strip clubs.
But
I never been to one in LA.
Have you heard of?
But I'm a pervert for sure. I go to strip clubs in Vegas. I could tell you the ones in Vegas.
好吧，那你为什么？Why do you guys go to strip club?
Just to do research. I thought you're authentic. 就去看看，好就好玩啊。台湾没有那种。
台湾没有，台湾没有
strip club，台湾只有酒店。
哦，Yeah。哇，你很常去台湾吗？ The last time I went was 6 years ago.
Oh, yes. Chicken.
Yeah.
But you're going this
year. Yeah, I'm going June. Yeah, I'm really happy to get to eat some food, see my grandma. That's a cheetah. I just thought of one. Cheetahs is a really famous one.
Oh, cheetah?
Yeah, cheetah. Cheetahs is like one that people would know, I think. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
We'll Google it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
你刚刚说到你要回去看阿嬷, 你跟你阿嬷很亲是不是?
Yeah, my grandma raised me until fifth grade. 我五年级才跟我爸妈住，之前那个我爸妈非常的努力在赚钱，才可以送我到美国. So I really, I'm really grateful. 你知道有时候那个 people complain about their parents and they say, oh, 这个不知足的, because people said that about me when I complain. But it's like, no, I'm really grateful for my parents. Also, you don't know my parents. That's number one. And I'm really grateful for them. I love them. But also, the experience wasn't the best experience as well. But yeah, I live with my grandparents till fifth grade and I love her. She's the best. Yeah.
在中和，所以你是在新北市长大。
Yeah, 四号公园, I really like.
Oh,
oh,
that's pretty specific.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, 跟阿嬷。
那你今年去，你是第一次去台湾演出吗? 今年六月, right?
You know what's crazy? Yeah, 六七年前有去台湾, and
before
it was
COVID,
fun.
Before COVID, right?
Yeah, before COVID, yeah, way before COVID, I did like a tour, but it was really hard because it was really hard to make money.
To tour in Taiwan?
Yeah, to tour when you have nothing, like, you know? So yeah, this is the first time that I get to go back to have some people come and see me, but I would think
but tickets are sold out, right? No,
I don't think it's sold out, but it's selling really fast.
Okay, we can. Hey, 大家想要看 Jason
Cheney的话，我觉得我们播的时候已经来不及了。哦，早就卖完了。对，一定早就卖完了，但你们还是可以试试看。
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try to add a second show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but are you guys gonna be in June?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
we will.
Yeah, but if you guys, I know you guys are really busy.
Yeah, we
want
to go. Yeah, thank you. That's why I haven't bought it yet. 因为我朋友说，凯莉要不要先买？因为一二楼都已经快满了。然后都说 No, I'm seeing him like next week. I think I'm gonna.
Can I tell you?
Friends and family tickets.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's nice to have a team. That's a team. If you're not famous, if you're not Andrew Schultz, you know, 你的team没有要帮你, you know. So it's like there's so many. 那个 platform is the worst platform. I have friends who's there. He's like, what is this? I don't know what they're doing, man.
So it's
so frustrating.
So comedian现在是像你是有一个 manager, 然后 help you to manage everything when you are touring.
Well, I have a manager and an agent.
Huh, how does that work?
对，这两个差别在哪里啊？ You don't even know. You're paying them and you don't know.
No, you. So it's supposed to be manager is supposed to be they care about your career and want to plan.
In an ideal world,
they plan with you, long term, and like talk with you about strategy and which direction is best, and trying to hear what you want to do within the industry. An agent is just they want to make the most money, so 两边自己在拿捏看中你想要做什么赚多 I don't like that. 但是因为他们也有 self interest, of course, 每个人都是 yeah. So 如果你太低的话, you know,
they don't fucking care.
They don't give a shit. 因为我可能只帮他们付电费，还有 you know what I mean? Other people are 帮他们付房子，付第二个房子. So it's like, but yeah. So they don't care as much, I think. But I don't know, man.
Are you new with them?
I've been with them for maybe like 4 years. The management company, they I really appreciate them. 因为他们, they signed me before I had like maybe 500 followers. So I really do appreciate them. Yeah. But, sometimes it's good. I don't know. Like, cause sometimes you know, do people say, oh, who's your agent? Who's your management? And they see their company that they're like, oh, okay. So you're like,
oh, so that's a big one, like a big name.
Yeah. Huge.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. But I don't think it matters like how big anymore. Being with, because of social media, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. I think, I don't know, because before, 因为如果, you really need them. 因为只有他们跟电视台或者是其他有 relationship. But now it's like you could build your own relationship with venues. 就看你是要自己做工还是请别人帮你做工，然后有 different relationship.
因为现在有 social media, 现在这个 dynamic 应该变很多了吧？
Yeah, 变很多呀。
对，我看 Andrew Show 他之前就有分享说他原本也是没什么人 Matt Reef 好像也是嘛，他们后来都是靠那个 Instagram 或者是 TikTok 那些 short videos、
yeah.
然后越来越多人看，那变成说他去哪个城市原本没有人去看的，后来就会蹦票一直卖光一直卖光、
yeah.
因为 people saw them online, they want to see him in person, right?
Exactly, yeah. yeah. So, but I don't know though, you know, nobody really knows, you know? 因为 sometimes 那个 agent, the manager, they do have relationships with the people that I might not have relationships with,、mm. but sometimes, yeah, 有时候 you know, when they don't care a lot,、and then you're like, well, is this worth it, you know? But I don't know.
You
know,
maybe
nobody
they
knows.
Have too many artists to deal with, entertainer.
Yeah, exactly, that too. There's so many reasons, but I'm grateful.
我其实蛮好奇你的 material 里面，其实至少我们在台湾，或者是对我在我的 algorithm 里面，会自己跳出来的很多都是 the ones that you talk about China and Taiwan.
Oh, interesting.
Like how you deal with the hecklers, right?
Yeah.
我自己的观察是你对台湾有蛮深厚的感情。那我其实蛮好奇，你在台湾只有住到14岁就离开了。How old are you now?
I'm 33. That's really rude of you.
That's a really Taiwanese way to make friends. Yeah.
对男生应该还好吧？
No, I don't give a fuck.
所以 I'm just 我觉得就是
Yeah, you look older.
你在这边，你在这边待的时间其实比在台湾还长。
Yeah.
So where does that identity come from?
对对对，为什么你有那个很强的那个台湾
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
I think, I keep on saying, can I tell you something?
I know.
And I have a microphone.
That's and you're on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Just,
can I tell
you? Sorry, I just want to say something.
You're like, no, don't say anything. You're on the podcast. I don't know. I think it's maybe like, see a identity thing, you know? Because...I think you moved around a lot. Both of you have lived in a different place. So you want to find a sense of belonging, you know? I think everybody does. Every, 每个人都想要被看到被了解。And I think 如果你 move around a lot 的话不管你是只有在台湾 move around a lot, 哪边 move around a lot, you feel like, oh, I don't have any friends. I don't, you know what I mean? Now Taiwan is like, when you say Taiwan, 有大部分的大概 30%, I'm guessing, 的人他会说 people would mistake us for Thailand.So,I don't know. I think 可能是因为我在这里的时候五年六年之后 I want to feel like, oh, I'm from somewhere. 因为你们都觉得 I'm not from here. So I'm like, well, I'm from somewhere. I'm from Taiwan. And also, I think the most biggest thing that I feel is that Taiwan, I don't know, maybe 这是一个很 biased 的 point of view, 但是 I really do love the culture in Taiwan. 因为 I feel like,I thought about this when you guys are saying the open-mindedness and showing people the different perspectives. You know, I don't know. This is just a hypothesis. Maybe in a way, Taiwan lost the war, the civil war. And then so then we're really open to like every culture. And because we have Japanese, Korean culture, Japanese culture, American culture, European culture. We embrace the culture, like all the cultures. Maybe I don't know enough, but that's how I feel.
Okay.
Like with food as well. So I think that part and the hospitality is very different than majority of Chinese. I'm just saying it's different. We embrace people. And then the food, I don't know. There's a warmth in Taiwan. Maybe it's just in my idea. Maybe 我刚来这里的时候, I had so much like,rejection and bullying from the culture, maybe that I feel like, oh, 我想回家可能比较好被 embrace.
就一个心灵的港口。
Yeah, 心灵的港口, yeah, maybe is that, but I really do. But sometimes I struggle with that too. Like we talked about this earlier, like not being Taiwanese enough. But then if you say not Taiwanese, then what am I? Am I too American? I don't know.You know, like, I love America too, is the thing, you know?
So, every time you go to Taiwan, do you feel fit in?
No, of course not. I don't feel fit in now, but there is part of the culture that, I don't know, it's like, maybe because when you were young, you heard Taiwan or you heard your grandma and grandma talking Taiwan, like, it's just something really comforting. It's like a blanket, like, oh, I know this. travel. Mm. Like when you travel anywhere else, maybe Europe or like Middle East, 如果你听到那个 language, 每一天听到这个 language, 但是 you don't have an understanding or 你没有一个那个 connection 的话, you feel very foreign. 你不会感觉说, oh, this is, I know this, you know, this, But maybe because of that, I feel strongly. And I want to preserve that culture. Like I would like it to, that culture, and then for other people to come and feel it. The energy and the vibe of the culture.
那你以前就开始讲台湾的内容吗?
Yeah, even when I first started, 但是很难,
可是那时候大家不知道台湾在哪里, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know, and so it's so hard, 因为你如果, even 10 years ago, the comedy is so different. 你如果, 10 years ago, 在美国, 如果, it's so hard, 因为如果你要讲台湾的话, 你要先跟别人讲台湾是什么,
台湾在哪里,
yeah. 然后 you have to preface it, 你已经浪费很多时间了,
对,
很, 对, 对, yeah, so it's like, 已经很多人没有笑, why are you talking about this already? 所以如果你不是 黄脸, 就是你要上来, I'm a Chinese person, then they're like not laughing already, you know? So, but I don't want to do that. And I wanted to like really say the thing.
所以这很难啊, 要在这么短时间, 要 get them
get
the same
laugh.
Page, right?
Yeah, get them on the same page is a little bit difficult. But already then, because already then I wanted to talk about the Taiwanese thing because that's where I'm from. I don't have another I don't have another thing, you know.
你觉得这几年你的 audience 有没有对台湾的 issue 有比较了解吗? 你觉得有变化吗?
Honestly, I'm the hap 我不知道有没有变化, 但是 it's in my heart and I just say the thing, and when I see Taiwanese Americans 他们来, 然后说, oh, I never thought Taiwanese American will come and say I'm proud of you. I never even thought that.
Oh, so you're
yeah, and I'm like, what?
That's pretty awesome.
And I'm like, I felt like emotional. Like, because my dad never said that. No, seriously. I can't believe it. When the audience said
there's
that.
Some serious daddy issues here.
I have mommy and daddy issues. I have both. But that is such a cool thing to 有没有变化, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't, because if I worry too much about 如果我可不可以转型或者是 I don't know, you know, but this is, if I 如果我讲一个什么, 如果别人可以 relate to it, then cool, you know, but
you say what you really want to say.
Yeah, I just want to say a thing that I want to say, and then if it's if you relate to it, you feel something, then good, because I try to remind myself to do this too. I really want to like give positive, I want to be positive because it could be negative, you know, like a lot of the things, if you want to focus negative, you focus negative.
And then 你以前在军校的时候有中国同学吗?
你刚刚要问这个吗?
一模一样吗?
一模一样。 Wow, that's crazy.
你会跟中国同学吵架吗?
I'm gonna tell you, 跟中国同学吵架, oh, 有, 但是 we're cool. It's not, oh, 有两个, I just remember now. 但是 there's never, 没有一个, fight or anything.
他们没有跟你说台湾是中国一部分吗?
No, then then they didn't do that.
你的那个audience都这样讲了，结果那两个同学都没有这样讲。
我们上课，我在这里念书的时候, that was actually the hecklers, the Chinese heckler, actually happened in reality, in classroom, all the time.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
like
the
Chinese people?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
对啊，所以你在那边军校，大家其实感情蛮好的。
Maybe, 感情没有很好，是讲别的。 Oh, really? Chinese people will say,
all the time. This is more, I think that's why people or Taiwanese audience can really, really relate to the video that
oh,
you
wow.
heckling with the Chinese audience.
以前没有,但是进来的 6年,7年有.
Oh, yeah. I came here like 15 years ago. It happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, but then, I'm just going to say, whoever said that, that's like really smart. Not really smart, but like it's a deeper cut. To be like, oh, you guys are part of it. Because I feel like some Americans, they're like, what does that even mean? Do you know what I mean? So that, wow, that's crazy. That,
they were like,
that
raised your hands in class and said that, oh.
Chinese classmates.
Chinese classmates.
Wow.
I'll be like, I want to make a clarification. So Taiwan is not a country. Yeah. They are part of us.
It's like after, you know, teacher will say, hey, everybody just say where you're from.
Yeah, which country you're from? Say, like, oh, I'm from Taiwan.
And then Chinese classmate will raise their hand and say, oh, actually, she's from China because Taiwan is part of China.
Exactly.
It happens
to me.
That's crazy. It happened to me too in Canada.
You too?
Yeah.
Bro.
In Canada too?
In Canada too.
What?
That's fucking
crazy. 1998.
You didn't know that?
No, I was
you
just...
You didn't experience that at
all? I experienced racism, oh, but not specific from Chinese.
Well, it's if it's from technically like all this kind of face, is that still racism? I don't know.
It's internal racism.
Internal racism.
Internal civil racism. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Common.
Intra-racism.
Yeah. I always got the, you know, the normal, like, the normal, you know. Like,
小眼睛,
yeah, 小眼睛, 或者是 the 清腔 thing. Yeah, or like, you guys ain't shit, you know, like, or you guys are factory workers, whatever, like, the generic... generic ones, but wow, that's very specific. Yeah, yeah, that's really interesting that both of you got it, but I never got it, and huh. I'm like pretty loud too in class, so that's cool. Yeah.
So your 其他的 Chinese audience like saw that video and like came to you and tried to haggle with you, or that was like the only time?
No, there was you know what. I have people after the show. Actually, I was in Pittsburgh and there's a group of table that actually got really mad. To Chinese people that got really mad that I talk about Taiwan. I think, you know, if you do too extreme, then you're like, yeah, but I don't think my thing is too extreme. I don't think, but even if I'm like kind of in the 小心的, 他们走掉. Yeah,
what?
But... yeah, 四五个人,
女的走掉,
yeah, but I'm like, you, to me, it's so confusing. You know that I'm Taiwanese and you come to the show to see. 我几乎每一个show都会有 Chinese people who come. And I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
因为, because if you come, that means to me, it's like you're open-minded and you support.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, but sometimes, yeah, it's still crazy that people would come and not support it. Yeah, but I always try to, it's still... fun though to me to have somebody, because it's ridiculous. I say this in my act, but it's just crazy that you know what Chinese people 每次都要讲说, hey, Taiwan is part of China, like to the whole world. If you have to, if you do that, you're insecure about it. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Because
if we are, then why do you keep saying it?
Yeah.
If we're part of China, you don't have to say it.
I totally agree. It's just like some people say that they have really big hands, you know. It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's very
it's
true.
It's the same thing. It's like, I got big hands.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's cigarettes.
凯莉你怀孕还要办秀到底干嘛
我非常后悔, 但是因为人是我找的, 我没有办法负责, 所以我这次就是跟游天蚕还有不知火也会跟我一起演, 然后我会演怀孕的笑话吧,
怀孕的笑话,
其实我现在, 我觉得好难写, 因为每天都觉得好不舒服, 但是没有关系,
那天蚕呢, 天蚕你这次想要走什么路线,
一样走神经放飞自我台女路线 我忠实本我这样子
就是个台中妹子路线 台中横冲直撞
这很有台中风格
对对对对对对
那火姐呢 不知火 你要讲什么类型
我就是会把我的人生智慧来教导大家 然后让大家知道怎么度过更年期
OK
5月17 18 在台北微风 6月7号 在台中 6月8号 在台南 欢迎来支持我们 哦，还有第七人，还有第七人，对对，还有第七人。
啊， 我喜欢问女生几岁， 然后 whatever the age they say, I go, damn! I love it every time. It's so cheesy, but I love it.
有些台湾人会说, you guess.
I know, I fucking hate that. I fucking hate that. What do you mean guess? Because it's like, if you, however you look, if I'm attracted to you, 我已经喜欢你的,
at least exterior, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you say 75. I already like you.
I know you really like to fuck like old grandmas, right? You
I love that. Grandmas.
I know.
什么怎样? 我们开始了吗?
好，那为什么你喜欢发
grandma? 所以你说 daddy issue, mommy 喜欢 grandma issue. So you watch granny porn?
I love granny porn.
认真?
No. 有看过? No. But I have a weird thing. 我喜欢, I don't know, this is a weird thing. I never said anything. I never talked about this. There's a weird like a porn. 不是有一个女生, 她就 maybe in her like 40s, 50s, 她是那个有 里面假的奶奶的, right? But this is so weird and I'm sorry. 如果, 然后, 她, 运动，所以他没有很多肥肉，但是有一块奶奶，如果他是在用地心引力，那个奶奶有点醉醉的话，
醉醉，
I don't know, I liked it.
What?
It's really specific. Thanks for sharing, yeah.
I'm sorry that I said that. I said
so
that really
like
creepy
girls
thing.
With implants.
No, 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 just her. Just her. I don't like implants usually. But just her.
因为她的没有那么紧，然后会垂下来。
So you can see the actual implants.
No, no, the implants 的前面有醉醉的肉。啊。
你有名字？你有那个 actress 的名字吗？
有。
Now he's curious.
Yeah, I think. Okay, her name is Cytheria.
好，我们等一下再来查。
Can you?
How do you spell
Cytheria? C-Y-T-H-E-A-R. I'm so sorry that I share that.
No, I am so curious now. Yeah, yeah. 我想要知道你喜欢哪一
个。So weirdly shaped titties.
Well, no, no. That is not a weird shape. It's a nice shaped. Oh. But 因为它有醉醉的。
我真的
不能整颗醉，要
所以一点点
哦，前面醉，
可是有一点点掉，
对，前面醉，前面就像水滴的一点。I don't know why.
It's weirdly shaped.
It's really weird. Yeah, it's okay. It's weird, but I don't know why.
So it's like what? It's like a 莲雾，莲雾
前面，像莲雾，
像莲雾的形状。
Yeah, 脸像莲雾的形状。
Oh my god.
莲
雾、
so、
奶，我第一次听到有人喜欢莲雾奶。
I'm so sorry, but usually that's not my thing. Usually,
可是你看到 Sincerea 的时候，你就会 have a.
I was like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, and it has to be at an angle. It's not even like you when you're setting up. Okay, let's talk about another thing.
Oh, sorry. 好、oh, ，其实我好奇的是，刚刚我们聊到说，其实 Jason 你已经结婚了嘛？那你刚刚也有跟我聊到说，你小孩出生的时候，出生三天你就要出去 go on tour。
Yeah, hurt my heart。
其实我好奇的是，在这边，在美国要当 comedians，那个这样 touring 的 life 大概是怎么样子？你可以跟我们分享一下嘛 ？Like， 你大部分一年会有多少时间可以待在家？那剩下时间会多少时间在路上
？I think 就看你的 schedule 多。多满大概五个月六个月出去吧，因为如果是你的 show 的话 you promote it right、但是有很多像 corporate 或者是 comedy club、你可能不是你卖票的、你他是 hire 你然后给你、
like a fixed rate
的话 I don't promote it but I'm away、you know like、next month I'm doing 2 weeks straight in Vegas
Oh.
Yeah, so, but I don't promote it. 你去他只是 hire 你 fixed rate,、但是你不用 promote show, 因为 Vegas, there's like tourists, you know?、And, yeah, so like, I would say 5 months, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
And I hate, okay, and then people usually say, oh, how traveling, that's really nice. And I'm sure you guys travel a ton too to、do things.、In the beginning, I loved it. I was like, oh, 这个是 the best. 就算没有钱,This is the best. I get to travel, see the thing. And it is really nice. 但是 I hated it for like, 没有钱 travel, 跟如果你有一点点钱可以 travel, that is crazy. 因为如果你没有钱 travel, 你的 layover is like 2 layovers just to New York.
你这边过去到纽约要转两次。
或者有时候转三次。有时候
就是为了省钱。
为了省钱如果你 sometimes 如果你要去 Oklahoma, maybe you go to New York and then go back to New York. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that is just cheap tickets. Yeah, so but now I thank God that I could afford to pay
direct
like 50, yeah, direct for $50 or $100 to just to, you know, go there directly. But yeah, five months is pretty, and
that's a lot.
It's really stressful. 因为有时候你有 show, 比如说礼拜四在 East Coast,、你可能那个 red eye 或者是你想要睡三个小时然后再飞。
然后跑，赶快赶到另外一个城市。
有时候是开车，你
开车，
你开车。我最多开的车是有一次是开13个小时去，然后 perform 给I think it was 50 people， 因为 casino 他们 they have a budget，and then I think it was only like $700。I drove 13 hours with a friend， 然后$700 and then perform 完。那时候因为那个 hotel was crazy， 有黄，然后有蟑螂。It was disgusting. 然后我和我朋友说 let's just leave and drove 13 hours back. Yeah,
to,
yeah. Before I would do like crazy, like alone. Imagine doing like colleges. I perform on, 这个是 one of the worst ones is imagine 在一个学校，然后楼梯的下面大家是下课的，然后有人去上课，有人在点菜，因为是 cafeteria， 然后他就放在你中间，然后说 OK 你去那边、
What?
没有人在听，所以你就在那边要一个小时。
天哪
yeah， 而且 I did that like for like 2 years， 但是因为有钱，最多的钱是 do college 的，但是也
是哦
yeah， 最多的钱，因为他们有学校有 budget、
uh-huh.
and 他们 don't care enough to do the so imagine you're alone and then 因为你很 stressed out， you're like oh I gotta fly there 10 hours and then do the show， 你要 check in hotel go do the show and then 隔天你要早上起来再开六个小时到另外一个城市，然后 check in do the show like do that like 4 times， 然后 fly home and be a normal and you're alone， so the whole time you're alone you're like is this a dream worth it to chase？ Do you know what I mean？ Am I a real person still？ 因为你弄一个小时的 stand up comedy nobody's listening， 这个是那个 8 out of 10 shows is like this， but like 2 out of 10 showsis nice. They have、yeah. like, you know, a couple hundred people, students, you know.
你什么时候开始 touring? 就是
I
thought this is like a threshold. So 你可以开始 touring, that means you are successful to some extent.
To some extent, yeah. I think success is also...
Relative?
exactly. yeah, success is also very relative.
、mm-hmm.
But I started pretty early. I would say like 3 or 4 years in because I was、oh. desperate.And I just did colleges and cruise ships. Because colleges and cruise ships...
Oh, cruise ship. Oh, I want to know about that.
Colleges and cruise ships. And I want to tell you about
that. Worst.
They are the worst. Both、say. Of them are the worst. But 如果你没有你不能卖票的话 that's all you can do.、Mm-hmm. And my goal when I started is like, if I could do cruise ships, I made it. But
I... 为什么你一开始的 goal 会这么低
No, but I have like big goals, but I'm like, 如果
一步一步来这样子、no?
一步一步来也是 At one point, 如果我说 if I did colleges, I'm fine. Like, I've done it, and then it's cruise ships, and then I've done it. and I was so depressed. Cruises, 大家、不知道但是他们给你的 cabin is like, it's really...、
small.
Yeah, 没有 exaggerate, 三个这个 couch, the room, and then 是在 deck zero.、
Oh、
so it's like...
就是在 Titanic, 你是那个 Leonardo DiCaprio 那种
最
就是 peasant 的、
oh,
就是、
yeah, it is peasants. Yeah, it is peasants. Yeah, that, and then you're like lonely, do you know what I mean? And then you're out there for like one time I was out there for like 3 weeks. 然后我会晕船。
Oh shit!
you know
Why
I mean?
did you even make that goal?
And then, let me tell you something. Because the money was the most at the time.、
Uh-huh.
And then because if you leave on the cruise 3 weeks out of the month,、
uh-huh.
you're fine. It's like a normal job,、
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But I learned so much on the cruise too.
What happened? What did you learn?
I heard that the audience was the worst, usually.
Okay, so the audience is the worst, but they're also, I think they're the best to me because at the time I was doing colleges. so again, success is relative.
这个至少有人。
They sit there and listen, try to listen.
They try to listen.
They try.
They try to listen, even though, you know, they're...
Probably drunk.
Very drunk. because the cruise ship that I was on is called Carnival Cruise, and that's the lowest level cruise. 最便宜的cruise. so that was the worst. But yeah, that was the whole thing too with the traveling. 因为他们如果 cruises, they tell you to... They book the flights for you, and then there was...
Direct flight?
No.
Oh, no?
No, because like...
Because it's a carnival.
Because it's a carnival. It's a corporate group booking for the flight. You're doing like... If you go into like Mexico, you go to like, you know, Salvador, like some other thing. and then like Cozumel. Yeah, and then... you. But anyways... and then but you know what though? Because in here, a lot of Philippine people...在 cruises 工作、
嗯、
and when you think you're like oh this is the worst life ever you look at them and hang out with them sometimes too you feel like they're jealous of what you're doing because they're like this motherfucker come for 1 week and then do you know and then I have to be here for, 因为他们的 contract is like 8 months
对
然后他们的赚的 is
nothing
insane、
yeah.
他们还 send money home
对
but then I love thatthey have a great time、and they do their best and it's love、 Like they show everybody love, and but the white people who treat the Filipino is really terrible. Yeah, but it's all relative. It's all fucked up, man. Even you think you're the worst, you be treated the worst, and you go on the ship and you look at this is the worst, you know what I mean? But then you look at your paycheck and you scroll Instagram and see your famous friends, you're like, I'm the worst. So the whole day you're doing a fucking roller coaster. You're like, I'm the worst, not famous. And you look at it, I don't know, man. It's all crazy, man.
可是其实我蛮好奇，因为你刚刚有讲到 famous friend or、
yeah.
就是在这边，在好莱坞这边、
yeah.
这我自己也觉得说在这边落差会很大，就是不管是开销啊或者是住宅区也好、
oh,
就车子开一开就 Oh my god，这边怎么突然变那么有钱、right?
Yeah, but also 你看那个有时候破破烂烂的 house, you're like, well, how is this $2 million?
对
Do you know what I mean?
对, 对、yeah. 就是在这边你怎么样控制自己不去就是
比较
啊
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. Can I say something?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Sure, please do.
I think that's a great question too, especially for like these days, like everybody's on social media comparing yeah. to yeah. things. I think that I was so depressed for like years. And I think that because of comparison, mm-hmm. and I know people always say, oh, comparison is a thief of joy. But 但是你说每个人都叫人家说、oh, 不要比较不要比较但是
一定会比较、啊、
一定会比较
因为、啊、我们自己都有时候不小心都会比较
不小心
I think 有些比较 it's healthy 的比较 because it's like、mm-hmm. oh it makes you want to work harder too
yeah、
you know but 有些比太多就变 very depressed
在 LA 应该很容易不小心 depressed 吧
对啊
but
the gap
you,
is so huge
the gap is it, that's why it really takes getting used to even you're 很 famous 的你去比如说在 comedy store 或者是 improv 在 any comedy club in LA Dave Chappelle Kevin it doesn't matter who they're all there so who、yeah. you are who everybody's famous who do you know what I mean、mm. so you feel like it doesn't matter how high you feel and you hear like from other people's stories 就算很高 level 的They think they're not good too. Like, it's crazy. Yes, yeah, but it's crazy when you hear and know that. They feel very insecure when they're like the number one guy. Because they're like, oh yeah, but there's billionaires. 就算我是最 famous, people respect me. But that is so crazy. But I think every day you wake up, you choose. You're like, 今天我要比较一点。Because I need to feel like I need to work. I need, and maybe like in 2 days, I'll go, oh, Jindian, I'm just going to be a piece of shit and not make it. And I'm just going to, you know, get really fucked up. But I wanted to say that 如果你没有钱比较,就是你连活都很难的时候,的比较的 anxious, 的那个 stress is very different than 如果你可以买东西吃。然后 feel okay 那个的比较 I think that 差距 is crazy Do you know what I mean? 因为如果你在 survive 你的比较 is desperation 在 LA 如果你有 desperation people know 如果你太 desperate they're not gonna fuck with you because I was like that、
oh.
I was so desperate that I think people hated it because I was too eager I was like I was a nice person but I really wanted to do everything I'm like、mm. why don't you put me on please like come on when you say please it's like
no they
yeah they're like whatThis guy's never gonna make it. He said, please? He has nothing. He's never gonna make it. Yeah, get on the cruise. Yeah, go back to the colleges. Yeah, go be a server. Yeah.
对，因为你好像蛮常说你有一阵子 very, very depressing.
Oh yeah, that was the worst thing.
Got out of it.
Not yet. You're like, how do you deal with it every day? I really think the therapist and this...Number one, I really think like you guys, you have to be very open-minded.
Yeah.
I think you have to accept different perspectives. 如果你没有是 self-awareness,、I think self-awareness, some people don't have it and they don't want to look at it. 因为太多 hurt and trauma to look at it.、Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're self-aware and the therapist really, really helped me to like think that everything...
Oh, so you went, you got a therapist.
Yeah,、oh. but that is a huge thing and also...I was lucky to have, I worked with, everybody works hard, but I was lucky to have a little bit of success and that helped me too. I think that changed so much, yeah, to the therapy thing most, I think. Because even before, it's like, I feel guilty even 有时候如果有一个 homeless person, I go, oh man, I didn't give this person money, I feel guilty. I don't know, because oh. it's all relative. It's like, I don't think I have anything, but they have less than me. Do you know what I mean? So I even feel guilty. And I was like, why do you... But I have to work through all of those things to feel like it's okay to be happy too.
那你现在都要 tip 多少 percent?
Zero. But that's how people become successful.
我就想说你刚刚讲 homeless 就会 feel guilty. Then how much do you tip?
I think I'm too generous. Sometimes I'm afraid that that's why I'm never going to be rich because sometimes I'm too generous.
Too much.
I tip too much. Because I was a waiter too, and I know that they live on the tips. Oh, yeah.
可是这边吃饭很贵耶，这样子随便吃一百块，
yeah, 超贵。
那你就25块就这样放下去哦。
But it's also a scam too. 25块的 tip, 哇，你吃的这么好。
Hey, we have the whole team.
No, we got a lot of people. We got a lot of people here. 25%.
Yeah, 25. No, not 25.
No, not 25. You're generous.
I do 20.
因为现在我看 LA 堆机器，它最少出来的是22啊。
I know, so crazy.
That pissed me off. 我说为什么你不给我15跟20？Like they used to be.
That's so true. When I go back to Taiwan, now Taiwan 没有那个 tip system. I love it.
他们 build into the price.
I know, build it in.
10%.
But then it doesn't feel good when you show me the price and now I gotta add my own money to the thing. That's a crazy thing.
对，有时候都会不好意思，就 oh gosh.
Yeah, yeah, 都不好意思。But this is a debate though in the US.
我来 LA 这几天，那个 take out 唯一 tip 的就是 La La Land. La La Land, 我跟大家讲一下， La La Land 是一个咖啡连网美咖啡连锁店，然后好像是从德州出来的。那他们就是想要让大家把那个善良这件事情普通话，让大家 be nice and be kind。然后里面 they put a lot of money into the foster care system.
Oh wow!
And a lot of people who work in their coffee shop are also from the system. So it's really cool. It's like a self-sustaining cycle.
That's really nice.
然后那个 founder is like Forbes 30 under 30. 然后去年 he raised like $20 million.
Oh my god!
The fastest fundraise ever or something like that. 因为大家觉得说在帮他的时候都是在做好事，所以就连我去买一杯咖啡，我说好，我 tip， 然后就觉得说，哎，我 tip 好像也是做好事，
yeah, 还是做好事，
对
，Yeah， that's a
really
good marketing.
Cool. 我就觉得整个 concept 就会让你不知不觉好像在做好事的感
觉。You're doing a good thing too.
虽然说饮料真的很不好喝，真的真的，我觉得真的很不好喝、欸，
哎 ，Yeah， but
他有喝吗？对啊，不好喝。你喝的那红茶也
没喝完，
你喝的豆浆还在楼下、啊，还放在楼下、啊。
I feel bad to throw it away.
对啊，就是。
But you did a good thing.
然后觉得说，哦，买那杯你做
feel good inside.
Yeah. 哎，那你去 tour 的时候，你老婆会不会担心说，哎，我老公这么帅，会不会就是
老公这么帅？你这样子夸奖我这么好，
对啊。
Yeah, 但是 no, yeah, I think I was with her before even stand up.So yeah, me and her, we did like, we went through like a thing.
What thing?
because we've been together for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I really do appreciate her is because we did go through like, at one point, and this is a stupid thing for me to say, I literally told her, I was like, hey, can I want to have sex with other women? yeah, yeah. I said that because she is the only place that I come home and like say everything to. So I don't want to hide a thing. I don't want to hide myself. So we went through that whole thing.
So you told her.
Yeah, I told her that I want to. And
I actually told that to my husband too.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because yeah. I think it's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing. Yeah. And if you don't fucking say it, you're fucking lying.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? You don't feel like doing it.
Exactly.
But we
went to couples therapist.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
And we went through like a rough.
How does that work? You just want to fuck other people, but out of respect, right? So that's why you tell her.
Then out of respect.
Yeah, so how can the couple therapy help that?
Yeah, how does that
tell you
help?
Like not because to fuck other people or tell the wife that it's okay, you can also fuck other people too? I mean,
yeah,
how does that work?
如果老婆也这样跟你讲，你是可以接受的吗？
Dude, why is that always the thing? Of course not. Of course,
shit.
That's the answer.
Shit. Okay, that's unfair.
I know that is really unfair.
Yeah, come on, double standard, man.
Okay, but can I? yes. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The thing is, 如果我要去你家。 你感觉如果你不认识我，你感觉比较oh he's gonna come to my house, right?、嗯、但是如果你是去人家的家 you feel more free to like go, so 如果我的 wife 有一个拼有一个小鸟的话，我可以让他because when you're entering a person, I think that's so invasive.
Do you know 那如果他说他带一个假屌
very good dildo
去干另外一个男生的屁股、oh,
then that's fine.
可是手还是要帮他 jerk off.
OK. 手还要帮他 jerk off. We, I gotta think about that for a little bit.、
Okay. 因为他没有真的被侵入，他还在侵入别人。
还在I think
she's,
maybe that's
she's
okay.
She's in the dominant position.
Yeah, she's in the dominant position and milking a cow. That's okay. That, I think that might be fine. I think、okay. that. 但是被侵入 that is really intimate, though. You know what I mean?
But that's why
我觉得不管怎么样，可是我觉得怎么样都是很 intimate、啊。
I know that. No, but I mean the person who gets, and then you feel like, oh man, you got, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, I do.
我身为男生，我完全懂。身为男生，我完全懂你在说什么。可是我就觉得很不公平而已。
Yeah, I think it's unfair. I think it's really unfair. But it's, but it, nothing is fair though. Women have things that we don't have. You guys get to have free drinks, get into clubs for free. Do you know what I mean? Have the option to do OnlyFans. I want to do OnlyFans. Nobody wants to see me. I jerk off. People's like, what is this? If I have titties, that'd be nice.
Feet pictures, 试试看哦。
Dude, my feet are fucked up. I don't think anybody, I will get negative. Yeah, people
will. I thought you got a lot of dick pictures.
A lot of dick pictures?
Yeah,
no, it's too small.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. I thought
yeah,
I
you,
had e-box.
Yeah, you got,
people
after you got famous,
a
lot of people send you dick pics,
yeah,
right?
How'd you know? Yeah,
you talked about it.
Oh, 9 out of 10 DMs that I get, it's just all men that is like...You know, that is gay, I think.
所以你收到很多男生的屌照。
Yeah.
那我很好奇大部分都是哪一个 race 的男生寄屌照。
I think all race, I think. Yeah, white, Asian, black, Hispanic. I get them all. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. 如果你吸鸡鸡你可以
你要
yeah, 如果你有钱的话
钱
是钱可能没有办法有什么东西
If they pay you enough
Yeah, if they pay you enough
If they give you a
price?
Joe Rogan like podcast studio for free And just suck their dick for once
They will give me a studio like Joe Rogan's studio
Yes, in Taipei City、
yeah.
In Taipei City?
Yeah,
I will suck this
You see?
I will suck the dick
I would
Is
I mean,
there something
I do
some... But for women it's different you will suck a pussy
Yeah, I do. I'm bisexual.
She's bisexual.、
So.
You are bisexual?
Yeah, I'm bisexual.
Oh, that's why you're like open-minded. That's
yeah,
really nice.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So unfair. So because, no, because she's still going to, you know, when she go to Japan, right? She go、yeah. to woman's hot spring. So she see all the other naked women and she's、
yeah.
like, yes, this
know,
is the best.
I know. I try to like, write that into jokes and I think Taiwanese、that's、people、right. think it's a little disgusted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I didn't write the jokes good enough, but still.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That people think is disgusting. That, damn.
Because I look like a pervert, I think.
But women can be a pervert. And,
I know, right? Maybe、yeah. a little too much for Taiwanese audience.
But I feel like Taiwan is it not? Is Taiwan one of the places that is the most...open-minded for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, in Asia,
yeah.
I think
relatively
it's pretty...
Speaking,
relatively
yeah.
speaking.
Yeah, relatively
speaking. Relatively speaking, yeah.
No, but I think it's pretty open-minded.
I think it's pretty open-minded.
It's moving pretty fast, too, I think.
I think
yeah.
so,
yeah.
I think so.
Because recently I was thinking about the penis thing, and I was thinking about, 如果 I wouldn't mind... 如果
Have you ever tried?
No, I never tried.
Okay.
But if the... I don't even need a lot of money. Like, I think, like... Not that it's relative to a lot of money, but I think, like...
你觉得多少
200,000
真的哦
200,000
yeah not even like, I'll do it
200,000
but it has
you,
to have
you're thinking about paying him to do
不是 200,000
no but hold on but if you do it for power I don't want to do it
不是
like power suck dick I can't do it but only if you're a nice guy and like you like me but not too needy Like, I have criteria, and your penis can't be too thick or too big. Like,
I think now it's so gay.
But that's the thing, like, but I'm so straight that I know, I don't think I would enjoy it, but I would do it for a thing.
That 200,000 有包含就是 come in your mouth 吗?
Oh, no. That, baby, baby, that's extra. That's extra. You know what I mean?
我只是很好奇你的底线到底在 200,000.
Yeah, 200. I, but even 100, if like he's a really hot guy,I'm not promoting myself.
You got a lot of dick pics.
You're gonna get more dick pics.
You can't blame them.
Okay, 台湾人很有钱吗？你要去台湾 tour 哎？
No, but
你要去哪？所以你去台湾要去赚钱。
如果大家有兴趣 ，and you're a nice person with us.
那有很多钱私讯
，no
私讯 Jason，
要不然就是 power I don't want，
十万也可以，
十万也可以。
You feel really hot，
yeah， if you really hot person and also a nice，
and your wife will be okay.
We need a connection.
Do you need to tell your wife about this?
Yeah, I will tell her it.
And you think she'll be okay?
I think she'll be weird as fuck. All of it. I have to give her all of it, but which is okay.
所以那时候你们在 therapist 里面有聊到说，哎，我可以 suck dick for money 这样子吗？
Oh, no, no, that wasn't real. I like how you're asking, like, are you actually bi? No, but I think that's the straightest thing, like, to be like, oh, if I would...
Because I can dig for survival, right?
Okay.
So it's different. Okay, no, for money, it's survival.
It's so macho. The second dig for survival. Yeah, right, so manly.
But like, can I tell you something? can I tell you something too? But if I enjoy it, I'll go, oh, this is great.
But that's kind of gay though.
Then that's great. Because if I find out I'm bi or like guys and I suck dick and I enjoy it, then I'm like, oh, this is the best. I get to be like Kylie. Now I get to, do you know what I mean? But it always,
so
when I see a dick.
So you're in the gym 的时候很开心这样子。
Yeah, if, exactly. I go to the gym, I get happy. I go to the spa, like the Korean spa. Have you guys been to the Korean spa here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Here, no, in Korea.
Oh, in Korea. So,
in Korea, 就是 Azuma 帮你刷。
Yeah, Azuma 帮你刷。Oh, I love that. And you should go too.
Okay.
But it's pretty gay too, right?
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. 就是他是全身帮你刷，而且还会刷到你的蛋啊，一点点，不小心。不小心，因为一定会碰到。
是阿公。
阿公们。
阿公们会帮你刷。
阿公们帮你刷，全身，残废澡。Like for real, 他会帮你翻身。
Yeah, 翻身。
Oh, 就像 Conan 有。
Oh, yeah. Wow.
就是那个，就是那个。
Dude, you guys are very like into the thing. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
我逼我老公去，然后会 feel so uncomfortable.
对啊，这但你会被刷到怎么办？
他不好，他就没有被男生这样洗澡过。
Yeah.But see, like, that's the thing. When you said, like, you have to talk about, like, have a conversation and be open to communicate, you said that's a really important thing. And I think that is the thing, too. But if you swat and you jitter, oh, I don't like it, but I'm okay with it and I don't like it, then you're like, oh, I'm not gay, but I do, I'm okay with this, so I'm not uncomfortable. Do you know
what
I mean?
That's why it's a spectrum. You know,
yeah, it's a spectrum.
Like,
yeah, exactly. It's a spectrum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You should try.
那其实如果你这样子算了，我不要再这样继续下去。没有，我就想说，如果你发现你自己是bi的话，你觉得你会是 the one who's taking it or the one giving it?
I don't think I could ever take it.
So you will still be the one giving it?
Because I put my finger up my ass a couple times and I'm not in. That's not my thing.
How old were you?
I would give it.
When you put your finger up your ass?
Oh, like maybe like 2-3 years ago?
这很 it's really 31岁的时候、啊、
I know I, yeah
你为什么31岁的时候突然觉得说我要试试
cause I wanted to be I wanted cause I've never done it and then I was like oh what if I like it
我以为是 pandemic 你很无聊在家里感觉挺差不多嘛
在擦屁股然后感觉诶这个好像蛮舒服的感觉
我不能出去 might as well try it
no more Zoom stand ups
oh yeah we did try that too we were like talking about heyCan we, let's eat each other's ass to see if we both like it. And it wasn't like, I was like, oh, it was ticklish. And it wasn't a thing that I love. But if I did like it, then I'll be like, oh, I like this. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I actually asked my question, my husband that question too. I feel like we connect.
Oh, you asked your husband the question for?
Yeah, for like, can we eat each other's ass?
Did you like,
he didn't really like that.
Okay, that's okay.
I actually asked him also, can I wear a strap on to like, fuck
to
you?
Fuck you, yeah. What did he say?
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't want it.
No.
But what if you like slowly, like what if like it's a small finger or something?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's cool. No. Yeah. That's why I tried it so late because I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to want that. But then I'm like, oh, what if I like it though?Like that thought that I'm like, what if I like it?
Then that's great.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. How cool. You're pretty brave. 我觉得你超
No, it's
not a brave thing.
Yeah,
no, no, it's not. No, no, it's not a brave thing. It's like curiosity thing. I always want the best thing.
I agree.
Like
I agree.
What? Because I don't care about the. I don't think it's like if you're desperate enough to want the best thing. I'm like, what if it, a little bit? But I don't know though. You know what I mean?
Maybe you just put your finger in the wrong way, you know?
Maybe.
You gotta find a pro to
maybe yeah, you need to find a pro to do it.
Yeah, maybe I gotta find a pro to do it.
We have a lot of LGBTQ audience.
Q audience?
Yeah, I think that's what they're thinking. They'll help you out. He doesn't do it right.
Okay, well, yeah.
So if you are interested and have a lot of money. Right after you just pooped?
Right after I pooped? Damn. I don't know. I don't want a person that right after I pooped want to put their bed. That's disgusting.
那个我想问你一下 就是你在写你的comedy bits的时候
Yeah.
Do you write, sometimes involve your wife in your bits? Or?
Yeah, I have so many things that, okay, so I recently have like a child thing. I think that's from my insecurity as well, because I know that a lot of the times I have like my first album, I maybe have like 20 minutes of like relationship stuff. And I think it's because there's so many phases that I went through that when you do a thing that is relationship, people go, oh, this is another person doing relationship. Or like if I talk about Asian thing, people go, oh, this is another person doing Asian thing. So whenever I put out, if you see it online, most of my stuff, I don't even say the Taiwanese thing. I said it in a way that's not, I don't think it's like, oh, I'm a Taiwanese. Do you know what I mean? In the beginning, 我讲很多亚洲的东西, and then other comedians will be like, oh, he's just another Asian. He's just doing Asian stuff. And then I feel insecure. So I started to maybe talk about things that's not Asian. 或者是,
like guns.
Like guns. Like I was like, oh, is this good enough then? Or whatever. Or like, or do, 因为之前我很大, like 大是就是很夸大的, and then they're like, oh, he moves too much. He doesn't know how to write a joke. So then I got really insecure and I said the thing. 然后, I don't know. Like, it maybe it's just from all that. Now, I had 20 minutes on farts and, like, relationship stuff. And I talk about, like, fingering, like, really dirty stuff. And then they go, oh, he's just doing relationship just like everybody else. So I don't know. But now I'm slowly, like, finding. I know 11 years, 12 years later, I slowly find a thing. So if you see my show, it's, I think it's a little bit of everything. I do relationship. I do kids. I like my kid. I do, like, I don't know, like talk about my family. And sometimes when you do a lot of family things, I said, oh, 你弄亚洲的口音是你爸爸, oh, that's not good enough. 那我就试着不要讲亚洲口音. But that really does push you to write in a different way. So that is good for me too. 但是, but now I just do whatever that I feel like it's in my heart, I try to do it. Yeah, but that's a great question, that if you don't talk about your family or relationship stuff.
所以你之前说你之前 So college, you made it, and then cruise ship, you made it.
Yeah.
那你现在觉得怎样? Or you already made it?
What's for you?
I think it's... Go ahead.
No, sorry, same question.
Dude, you guys are such a good... This is because of professional. Because she said a thing, and you're like, same question. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's such a team thing.
We've been working together for a long time.
I know, but it's so... It's like so... And this whole time that we've been talking, it's so like... I feel nice. Like, I feel like I feel comfortable, and you guys really are good at making people feel comfortable, and that's like such a skill.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Because we give out daddy and mommy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. But it's not normal for me to experience like this, because I did 7 podcasts and I failed 7 times. So
maybe that's why.
Oh my God, you said it.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Yeah. So it's really nice to, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No. Yeah, maybe that is why. Were you guys always so naturally
nice?
No. Naturally so like good at
like teamwork or asking questions?
Teamwork and like being with the energy of the guest. Because I know everybody has a different personality and sometimes it's hard to...
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't click. It doesn't click. It's miserable.
No,
yeah.
For you, it's...
Oh, really?
I think this conversation is just like very fun. So we just like roll the punches.
Yeah.
But, I think it took us maybe a year for talking with a guest.
She's like, oh, really? I thought it was immediate.
Yeah, and then it took us a year to really get used to it.
That's true.
But isn't it crazy that sometimes you think it's bad and then other people think it's great?
Yeah. It's so crazy.
But like you said, you have to, because you love it. Yeah, maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, but because in the beginning, when we first, like I said, 我们一开始只有做国际新闻的东西嘛, right? 然后, but our podcast, we have several segments. Like, on Sundays, we have international news. Mm. And on Tuesday, it's like this, the KK show.
Mm.
So when we first started KK show, we're not used to talking to other people because we're very used to talking to each other.
So
for us, like when we get started, the guests will be left on the side and we will be the one talking, right? So we will forget that the guests need time to talk. So it really takes us some time to get used to it and know what's the right time to ask the question. And when the guests try to evade the question, then we learn how to, you know, step
pivot
on their feet and
pivot
and chase and ask the question again.
Oh, wow.
I think we're always thinking about like making a new friend. Thinking about, okay, we're here just to make new friends.
That's so nice.
That's it. Yeah, we don't think about, oh, try to like make him to say something controversial. You kind of like did it by yourself, but we didn't think about that.
Oh, shit.
Just like making new friends. So we're genuine. Yeah. We only invite people we're genuine,
interested. Because we don't do this for the views, the numbers, right?
Yeah, I fucking love it, man.
Yeah.
That's why number one, man. Because there's authenticity and people know this shit.
But once in a while, we do it for money. So
Once in a while.
But you need to do it. That's the balance.
I know. Oh,
sometimes we do cruise ship stuff.
Yeah, we're miserable. It's trying to ask questions to people that we don't even care.
Wait, well, I forgot if it was your question.
Well, do you think you made it?
Oh, goal. Yeah. I think earlier we touched on it maybe a little bit. But I think it's like the juggling of two things, like trying to be grateful and also staying hungry too. And it's a hard balance because sometimes you're like too like on the extreme end, you know. But I think if you are in LA and then you see the best doing it, you're always 偏向
hungry.
Hungry.
Yes. Too hungry.
Yeah, I think. That's the thing. But I want to be grateful though, because it's like, it's like fine. Everything is fine. It's good. It's fine. You know, there's so many fucked up things happening in the world and there's so many things that's less fortunate and it's like, this is fine. Mm. But then also you see somebody like Joe Rogan and you're like, this is not fine. this is nothing. Nobody, this is garbage. But I have like goals that I really want to do is just like, I really do like stand-up comedy because it's my passion. The reason why I started doing stand-up comedy is really because I do wanted to kill myself because I was so depressed. Mm. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to kill myself in 3 months, what three things would I do? And stand-up comedy was one of them because I never... Probably a little bit like you guys, like I wanted to express myself because in a lot of Asian culture, you don't get to say anything because the society and also your parents is always do it, shut the fuck up and then do what you're told always. And I'm always wanting to say a thing and nobody got me. Nobody understood me or a lot of people who move around a lot and or go to another place, you feel rejected. So when I went up on stage for the very first time, in front of 7 people, I bombed, but I had a great time. I loved it. Nobody liked me. And I'm like, but this was the best. I couldn't believe how good I felt because you could say anything you want. Even if it's not funny, you get to just say it and people will listen. Mm-hmm. That's how desperate. I was so desperate at one point. Because I was too desperate, 人家看得到,所以人家不喜欢我,所以我去一个 open mic, 然后 等四小时，然后只有我和 bartender，他说三分钟，但是一分钟半就给我登，叫我说。But I did that for like months until I was so desperate. 我去 mall 里面那个 问人家，嘿，我可以跟你讲笑话吗？ I would do that for like 3 hours because that was 我问人家可不可以讲笑话，给我更多 practice， 因为我可以一直问人家可不可以讲笑话。So I did that for months.
Wait, so you just ask a random person?
Random person.
你在路上问，在 mall shopping mall 里面问路人。
Nobody, there's no cameras, just for me because I really wanted to get better.And、wow. 我觉得那样子比较省时间，因为你去等四小时、but yeah, but I, so I think、yeah,、wow. I don't know, back to what we were saying about the success、goal. Or not. Yeah, but I love doing stand-up. So 如果可以每两三年 put out like a special and then I could tour theaters, that would be the, or just selling out theaters or clubs, I would love it.That's like the, and then whatever on top of that, 像 Ali Wong,、that's like the goal、career, like the, around, because she got to do stand up, and 她不用去很多 city, 她可以就去她想要去的 city,、and then do projects、that、she could create herself.、Yeah, so that's the, anything above that is、gravy.、but if I could sell out theaters and、say what I want、and have a good time,、that's the best. Yeah. What about you guys?
For us, you mean our goals?
Yeah, or, like short term or long term, whatever it is.
No. Well, we're thinking about doing a live show in Taiwan. I mean, we always do live shows, but like、doing a bigger one.
Bigger live show.
Because we have our own comedy club in Taipei right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you come, you want to check it out.
What's it called?
It's called Comedy Plus.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fucking awesome.
I know. Yeah. It's a lot of work. So, because it's a comedy club.
Oh, my God.
So, we need to do live shows every single week.
Can I please come?
Yes.
Yeah, come and check it out
you
when you're
in
Taipei.
You don't need to say, please, you want to come?
I would love to come.
Oh,
yeah, if you've got、
do.
Time, please come.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but anyways. Yeah,
that was so comedy club. Yes.
Yeah,
so if you're interested in him, like...come to that day and like we can do an audition. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You mean, like, just bring cash, bring 100,000.
No. So live show is next.
We've been doing that during COVID in Taiwan, and we also went to Malaysia to do a live show.
Oh, that's cool.
Live podcast, but this one is really big. It's inside a park, right? But it's an outdoor area. So 6,000 to...
Oh my God!
To 10,000
seats. That's awesome!
I know.
Dude,
we want to do it.
Crazy.
Yeah,
we don't know if we can feel it.
And it's outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, people come in and
yeah.
go.
Yeah, it's really chill. We want to give out a chill vibe.
We'll see how it goes.
So that's our short-term goal. We're thinking about it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We're still thinking, right?
Wait, what?
Now we're saying...
Because I guess she's going to give birth around...August,
and we want to do
so. We don't know
October.
What her body will be like.
Oh,
you know?
So now we say, let's do it.
真的吗?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Let's do it. Yeah, you just help us make the decision.、Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
好，那个去联络台中市政府了。
Okay, 好，谢谢。
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's our short-term goal. Our long-term goal.
Yeah, we just had a meeting with our staff.
Oh my God.
That's how spontaneous we are.
I love it.
Okay, let's do it.
What's the long-term thing? Oh, wait. Well, you know what? How come you were like still debating whether or not you guys wanted to do it or not?
Because it's really big.
It's really big. And
what
it's
do you
outdoors.
Mean?
And
what's the problem with really big?
We try to fill it up.
Because we're...
What are you talking about trying to fill it up?
We don't want to see the space.
Dude, there's not going to be space. What do you mean? You guys are number one.
Then the people who hate us on the internet, they will be like, laugh at us.
But you said you can't always think about those negative people. You have to do these things for our love.
Shit, I'm so sorry, but...
But it's okay, both.
Just remember people
love
you.
I know, thank you. I think I have a good balance.
Do you have a good balance?
I think so.
I think you have a good balance.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's our short-term goal. I think our long-term goal is, I don't know.
We tried to go to Australia to do...
Yeah, we want to do more international shows.
Oh, fuck, yeah. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, it's...
That's a fucking best,
because we got a lot of audience overseas, right?
Yeah.
Even in LA and San Francisco, people know that we're traveling. They came out asking, are you guys going to do a live
show? Do a live show?
Yeah. We're like, no, we're on vacation, kind of.
Not this time,
kind of.
Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah,
so we want to do live shows. I really...
I told Kylie this 2 years ago. Like I was in Paris, right? Mm. And I was on the river, you know, taking a cruise with my wife.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it'd be nice if we can just like get the whole boat and be our live podcast audience, right?
Yeah.
Just like, it'd be so much fun and do it in
It's not gonna make any money, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're gonna lose money doing it, but I think it'd be so cool.
Yeah, but sometimes you do a thing just for the life experience.
Yeah, it's so cool, right? Happiness.
Yeah, for happiness.
Jason, understand?
Yeah.
Right?
But who else has done that?
No one.
That's what I'm saying.
No one has done a live podcast
fucking
on boat.
Do it, man.
In Paris.
And it's our own cruise ship, so we can invite Jason.
Jason got his room with the cruise.
We can put
40-hour
cruise.
Yeah, that'll be the best.
We'll give you direct flight from
Thank you so much.
We'll give you a better room with view.
Thank you very much. That'll be awesome if you guys do a cruise in Paris. Seriously, is that something that you really thought about?
Yeah,
we really thought about it.
That'll be the best. Because you know, like they do stand-up shows, like Bert Kreischer is another huge comedian, yeah. And he does like a cruise every year with like all his friends, and then it'll be performances every night, and everybody just you know
that's so cool.
Yeah, you guys could be that for Asia. I think that would be awesome.
I like the comparison.
And let me tell you something.
Motivated us.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah. When Bert Kreischer does that the cruise thing, he could be doing an arena and make like a ton of money, but he just does that for enjoyment.
Fun.
Yeah. So that's awesome that if you guys do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and invite a bunch of Asian. Yeah, that'll be cool. And then do a fucking pod. People will have a blast.
It would be so much fun.
And for you guys,
just
too.
Just think about it.
Okay. Right.
And you leave the kids at home? That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Paris?
Yeah.
That's Paris, fancy. Come on.
Okay.
That's
a longer term.
Okay.
Longer term.
3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Cool.
I should have asked this earlier, but I totally forgot. Like, because you say you started out around like 11 years ago, right?
Yeah.
At that time, I don't think there are that many Asian comedians on the scene. Right?
Yeah.
How did you try to fit in, or how did you get other people to accept you when you first started out?
Yeah. I think because I was already super depressed. I keep on saying that, but it was the truth. And it's so hard to like start anything to start. But in comedy, you know, it's like high school. 跟学校一样有一组一组一组。然后我都没有组。But to fit in, yeah. I don't know. I think what kept me going is just because I really like it.
No.
因为 I just like to say stuff.
So you don't even care what other people are thinking. Just
no,
people.
I do.
Oh, you do?
When they don't laugh, I get fucking depressed, man. I get so depressed.
真的不会让你更 depressed 吗？你去之前就很 depressed。
去之前就 depressed. The only but
可是上台的、那个、
上台的三分钟和、
那个、rush
the rush. Oh my god, it makes it to me there was because I always try to like find exciting thing, you know, like either good or bad. I think part of why I like stand up 因为你在讲话的时候，你可能没有人喜欢你。嗯。And that's exciting. You're like, oh, nobody's gonna like me. Fuck,
gotta win
crazy.
Them over.
Yeah, gotta win them over. But if nobody likes you, you feel something too, good or bad. I think I just like what's the 很喜欢 extreme feeling. But I think
it's
that I don't know.
Extreme there.
It's not that because people do much more extreme stuff. But to me, that was my, you know, like feeling something. But I think if you find something that you really enjoy, that would just overshadow anything, I think. I don't know. Yeah.
那美国西岸跟东岸的那个 comedy scene 或者是 comedy culture 有什么不一样吗？ When you go perform, 你会觉得说，诶，这边的 audience.
Like LA and New York?
Yeah, LA
yeah.
and New York.
I think in New York, everybody knows New York is like the mecca of stand-up. 每个人都是去 New York, 因为你每个晚上都会有七个You could do 7 shows, you know, and like Andrew Schultz, obviously from New York, so many great comics from New York. But LA is 比较少少 sets.
是哦，
而且很多 comedian. Yeah,
LA 一个晚上最多可以跑几个地方。
If you're like super famous, you could do like 4, 5, but regularly, yeah, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 2, 3, 4, yeah. But 最多不一样的。I think New York.如果你在 Comedy Cellar, which is like the best in the East Coast or even in the US, if you do like 5 sets a night, 如果你五点去，你大概两点回家。When I'm there, I hang out with the comic, and 但是每天, you know, that's a pretty hard thing too. 但是如果在 LA 的话，你可能 do an audition, and then maybe like, you know, reply some email things or whatever, and then maybe edit a thing and do some projects with a friend. So you're doing like kind of a different, I guess you could do that in New York too, 但是比较多人
在那边就是
纯
讲只讲 stand up 就对了。
在纽约，如果你做 stand up 要纯讲，但是 yeah it's good like that too. I think it's just different style. 但是如果你在纽约 ，it feels like 感觉是非常忙啊。但两边都感觉非常忙，但是至少你在 LA 你可能 stuck in traffic for 45 minutes， 你可能有一点时间可以休息一下。但是纽约你从这边你要坐车，然后又要去另外一个，然后再坐车，其实 you're feeling like oh fuck， 然后你。On the way, you know, I don't know. It just feels like more go, go, go. Like to me, yeah.
节奏就不一样。
Yeah, 节奏可能比较快一点在 yeah, oh.
Sorry, 谢谢。我其实超好奇，因为台湾真的就是
Yeah, we only have two.
在台北 right? We only have
two
comedy clubs.
Yeah.
所以就是我很好奇就是
Owned by Brands and the other one is
yeah.
Owned by us.
That's it.
Wow!
Yeah, that's it.
And our club is so much nicer than Brian's.
Yeah.
It is true. It is true.
It is true.
He knows it. Come on.
He knows.
He knows.
That is really nice because it is a thing here that they say you really have to love comedy to open a club.
Yeah.
And that's really nice to like.
Yeah, because you don't make much money. You just devote your time to it.
Yeah, we're barely making any money.
And what is like the thing that is, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this is really just to, because you guys want to provide a space for Taiwanese.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because, 因为台湾就是你自己想、
so、
自己想说中文可以自由说中文的地方全世界只剩下台湾了。Right?
Yeah, not Singapore.
Not Singapore, not Malaysia.
Not Malaysia.
Yeah,
not China.
Not China, not Hong Kong, not Macau.
Oh my God, that's
the Taiwan's
fucking
only place
best,
left.
Man.
对啊，你自己想一想。So if we don't do it, who else is gonna do it?
Bro, can you guys hurry up and do more things?
You
only
a
club starts.
I need to start sucking dicks.
Start. Wow, man, that's so nice. That oh man, I love it. Damn. I mean, how cool will it be to like be able to tour in Taiwan?
Yeah.
You know,
you want to do it?
There's one thing. Yeah, I would love it.
Okay, then let's do it together.
Okay, I would love
it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be touring in May in Taiwan, but not
this
a lot、
May?
Of cities. Yeah, this May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
应该明年就
今年 I probably
今年你要生小孩啊
Yeah, because I'm worried. I know, but I still want to do it.
Look at you, so unbalanced.
She got a problem. She's a workaholic.
I am.I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna like tour in Taiwan、
though.
When I'm 7 months. Huh, cool, yeah.
You're giving birth in the green room. You get a private nurse. He's like, you on stage in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Kylie. And she's like, anything for the tour.
She gives I love my job so much.
I love it,
yeah,
yes.
And then
that's
I
the think、
best. My last special, one of my last special in Taichung. And then、I just knew that I got pregnant, but I was bleeding a little bit. But、
yeah.
it wasn't like crazy.
Yeah.
I went to the hospital.And then the doctor said, you're fine, but you need to rest. I said, okay, then I go to Taichung right away to finish my special.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because I can't cancel it. I feel like...
No, yeah, it's canceling is so hard to
know,
fucking do
I
the
know.
Thing.
I can't do it.、
So. Damn.
You've got to be responsible.
I know.
What was the thing that... No, oh, the, wait, what was it?
What?
Oh, the tour, yeah. It would be fucking awesome if you guys opened the one in Taichung and then Tainan. No, for like the next generation of comedy. Because one thing I say in the States is that there's not a lot of countries where you could just tour in that. I know America's big as well, it's relative, but、
yeah.
I'm saying not a lot of countries you could just tour. So it would be so cool to do it in Taiwan and have like Taiwanese comics to just being、
yeah.
able to be like, dude, this is a profession.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think though,
I
there's
I mean,
like.
We've been touring Taiwan,、yeah. a lot of comics.
No, some comics.
I know, but that's you、
Taiwan.
Guys, man.
I mean,
you know
Brian do that.
Yeah, I know, I know. But there's like top, what, 5-10 people、that get to do that?
More than that. That usually they
oh,
have a
really?
Team. You don't have comedy clubs everywhere, but you can、
yeah.
do a smaller theater.
Oh, okay.
So、
yeah.
you can also、oh, still do. There are other venues that you can do.
But I'm saying like in a.But I'm saying like for even comedian that is possible to not be the most famous guys in Taiwan to like make it a thing. I think that would be really cool. But I don't know. It's just,
I think、yeah. I don't think we're there yet. But、
yeah.
I think we're getting there. Because like, I think...
Can you hurry up and get there, Ken?
No, it's not. I'm
pregnant.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think you're pretty unbalanced too.
I'm very unbalanced. But that is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's dope.
Anyway, I'm.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Sorry that I dragged it on. Thank you so much.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you
I really
so much
appreciate
for coming.
It. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Love it. It's really fun. 然后 Jason 的票，如果要去看你台湾的 show 的话，要怎么搜寻？
Oh, at jasoncheny.com. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to add a show, so that would be cool. But I still really, if you guys are okay with it, I would still love to come and see the club and do like a club.
Yeah, let's talk about it later. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, 好，反正大家就是去 Jason 的网站。
So you're gonna add one more show in Taiwan, right?
I would love it at your place if you're okay with it. We can talk about it later if you're not comfortable.
Of course, you can come to add one more show at our place, but you probably need a bigger one. You probably need a bigger theater.
No, but sometimes it's nice to like, my favorite thing is really to do, and I can't sell that many tickets anyways. But I'm saying that
you,
it
I
is
don't
nice.
Think you understand.
The one in Taipei, it's pretty.
What?
The people have been telling me that there's no seat in the first and second floor.
That's because the it's all my family and also the fucking system is kind of fucked up. They don't know what the fucking thing is. But yeah, it'll be cool to do a thing. It'll be so fun.
Okay, that's cool. Like, yeah. That's it.
Okay. You guys are awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.